When he came back around, those Nordic eyes moved over her in a way that made her face turn hot, even as her torso became cold and clammy with dread. He took a step toward her. She took a corresponding step back, a normal response to mortal danger, which is what he posed to her. She didn't delude herself into believing otherwise. His entire aspect was menacing, starting with his chilling eyes and the pronounced bone structure of his face. He was tall and lean, but the skin on his arms was stretched over muscles that looked as taut as whipcord. The backs of his hands were bumpy with strong veins. His clothes and hair had snagged natural debris, twigs, sprigs of moss, small leaves. He seemed indifferent to all that, just as he did to the mud caked on his boots and the legs of his jeans. He smelled of the swamp, of sweat, of danger. In the silence, she could hear his breathing. She could hear her own heartbeat. She was his sole focus, and that terrified her. Overpowering him would be impossible, especially since one jerk of his index finger would fire a bullet straight into her. He stood between her and the drawer where butcher knives were stored. On the counter was the coffee pot, still half filled with this morning's brew, still hot enough to scald him. But in order to reach either it or the knives, she would have to get past him, and that didn't seem likely. She doubted she could outrun him, but even if she could make it beyond the door and escape, she wouldn't leave Emily behind. Reason or persuasion seemed the only options open to her. "I've answered all your questions truthfully, haven't I?" she said, her voice low and tremulous. "I've offered to give you my money and whatever valuables." "I don't want your money." She motioned toward the bleeding scratches on his arms. "You're hurt. Your head has been bleeding. I'll help you."
"First aid?" He made a scoffing sound. "I don't think so."
"Then what do you want?"
"Your cooperation."
"With what?"
"Put your hands behind your back."
"Why?"
He took a couple of measured steps toward her. She backed away.